good day and welcome. My name is Bill Dixon, and this is episode 2 of the Bill Dixon podcast, where we discuss this week in whatever. This week, we're going to read some emails. You actually sent emails. I got emails. I can't believe it. It's shocking. I know. But so I'm going to read some of those because they're some of them are pretty obnoxious. So that's great. Thanks for that. And if anyone else wants to write emails, BillDixonPodcast@gmail.com. If not, that's okay too. Probably don't want to waste your time. I don't blame you. Also, we're going to do some news and listen to a song by David O'Doherty, comedian, very funny guy, Irish guy, good people. So this morning I'm at the gym. I'm walking up the staircase to leave, and this guy is riding my ass, and I have my headphones in, so I take my headphones out. And the guy looks at me and goes, "Hey, you're limping." And I go, "Yeah." Sometimes I do that. When I was younger, when I was a kid, I was actually run over by a car. So now, I mean, I limp sometimes. So yeah. And this guy, to my total surprise, goes, "Oh, wow. You know, you don't have to tell me that. It's a little personal." Like, he was pissed off at me for making him uncomfortable. And I wanted to be like, "Hey, dickhead, you're the one who started this conversation. Like, you came up to me and said, 'Hey, you're limping.'" First off, who the fuck does that? Who's like going around pointing out personal defects in people? You know, "Hey, you have a lazy eye." Like, "Oh, I didn't know. Like, I didn't notice I was fucking limping." I don't follow him around and go, "Hey, excuse me, I'm sorry. You're an asshole. I don't know if you knew that, if you noticed that or not. But yes, you're a serious asshole. I just didn't know if you were aware of it." Like, it's not a huge deal, but it's an example of one of those awkward conversations that you don't start, but you're fucking dragged into. It's like you don't want to talk about it, but somebody else drags you in, and all of a sudden the fucking burden is on you to make it unawkward, which is totally unfair. Like, my mom, she killed herself when I was 12. So now, whenever anyone makes a "I fucked your mom" joke, which is, you know, I hang out with comedians, pretty regular, and even just regular people, you know, a lot of "I fucked your mom" jokes. And inevitably, there's someone, a friend around, who makes the face, and then all of a sudden, it's like, "What's going on?" And the person, "Oh my God, I didn't know. Oh my God, I didn't know." And it's like, now the burden's on me. Now it's like, "No, don't worry about it. And then there's no easy way to get out of that situation, because then if I like push it over, it's like, "No, my mom blows me too. It's not a big deal." And they're like, "How did you get," like, then all of a sudden I'm trying too hard, and it's I'm trying to like laugh it off because it's not a big deal. I don't give a shit, because I don't really think, when people do jokes like that, you're not gonna believe this, I don't really think that the guy who said my mom blew him, I don't actually think that my mom actually blew him. So it's not a big deal, and it's a non-issue, but it's one of those conversations where it becomes a fucking issue, where it's no matter what you say, you're just digging deeper. The conversation gets more awkward, and not only do I have a dead mom, but now I am responsible to fucking save a conversation that somebody else derailed. So, a word of advice: if you are doing a mom joke and you say you fuck someone's mom and they go, "Oh, my mom's dead," first off, they're an asshole. Second off, you say, well, after I fucked her, what does she have to live for? You know why you do that? You're not doing it to be an asshole. You open the wound, you gotta cauterize it. You just got to take care of it. And it seems cruel, but it'll end it. Because the last thing that person wants is for you to go, oh my God, I didn't know. Oh my God, I didn't know. It's obnoxious, and it just makes things uncomfortable. And I mean, in a lot of ways, it's all that's some ego shit right there. It's like, oh my God, I said this joke, I did this, and I did this to him, and it's all my fault. It's fucking that's some ego shit. It's like, no, you didn't do anything. You cannot evoke that kind of emotion out of me with a fucking mom joke, because I'm not fucking 9 years old. And I'm an adult, and you obviously didn't know, and it's not a big deal, and there's a million reasons, and I don't want to talk about it. So just don't say anything, and if you do stumble into the situation, you got to take care of it. It's your responsibility, and the answer to that is not to apologize and go, "Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay?" So just fucking burn it. I fucked your mom. That's right. I fucked her. So good, fucking killed her. And that'll take care of it. That'll end it. And also, if you're walking down the street and you see somebody limping, just shut the fuck up. News. I'm just gonna do that every time I start news. And just go news. I think everyone should start doing that. Whenever something happens, you should do that. But only do it in really traumatic situations. Just like walking to work. News. Oh, what happened? Michael Jackson died. Oh, total bummer. But the way you bought me that news really cheered me up. So 50 Cent made some remarks, oral sex remarks. This is in the Huffington Post, which always has the best stuff. I like how they juxtapose fucking news about the healthcare bill with news about 50 Cent. Anyway, 50 Cent is trying to defend the controversial remarks he made about oral sex over Twitter. Quote, "If you a man and you over 25 and you don't eat pussy, just kill yourself, damn it. The world would be a better place, LOL," he tweeted on Thursday. Even if he just meant to encourage straight men, the article reads, to give oral, his statement offended many, considering the recent gay teen suicide at Rutgers, one of four similar tragedies within a month. 50 tried to explain himself Friday, and in the process managed to offend again by saying that gays choose an alternative lifestyle. In his series of tweets, he wrote, "The other night I made a joke about a blowjob. My male followers enjoyed it. So I then went on to joke about women receiving the same. Somehow they turned a simple joke about oral sex into an anti-gay statement." First off, I like how he's doing this on Twitter. Like, that is so. Twitter is the opposite of being hardcore. Like getting shot. What's the opposite of being shot in the hood? Fucking Twitter. Being gangster. What is the opposite of Dr. Dre? And the answer is Twitter is the exact opposite. But I don't understand how this has to do with. I don't think 50 Cent, he used LOL in the fucking thing in his tweet. I don't think he was really trying to make a political statement about it. He was saying, if you are a man and you're 25, over 25, I like how he put that in there. Like, if you're 22, I understand. Just kill your damn self. Why did I just give myself that accent? I just did an accent. I did a fucking black accent. Does that make me racist? Am I a racist? God damn it, I'm a racist. But I do understand what he's saying. I do. You have to do it. You have to. You have to perform oral sex. Which is, first off, I think women get less oral sex because there's no good term for it going down on. It's like a tense issue. Like it's. I went down on her. I'm going to go down on her. It's just cumbersome. Like guys have head and blow job. Like give head. That's strong, you know what I mean? Blow job. I could put give head on a billboard, like got head. Like you could just fuck the got milk things. You could take those down and just put got head on there. That's how powerful it is. And more good news, you don't even have to change the billboards. Like they already have the thing on the upper lip and it's perfect. You just got to change the words around. But I think maybe it's just like it's a matter of advertising. You guys, fucking, you women out there, you have just poor PR. Come up with something, some kind of term for it. But either way, it's still oral sex is it's fucking, it can be brutal. It can be so, it's so much effort. It's so much, it can be so much work. It's like I'm fucking public works project, man. It's like a gargantuan effort. It's like the Iraq war, okay? You go in with the best intentions, everyone's on board, then 2 years later you're hot, you're sweating, you're fucking thirsty, you're just disillusioned with the mission, but you can't go home. You want to, but you can't. You gotta finish your mission. You gotta win that war. Because you've been fighting this war forever, and if you go now, then what does that say about you as a man? By the way, I submitted this to iTunes a few days ago under the non-explicit category. How long am I going to keep that for? I'm going to get a phone call from Steve Jobs in the middle of the night. He's going to be like, Bill, man, I just heard your podcast. Language, man. I'm sorry, Steve. I'm really sorry. But I'm going to skip the rest of the news because it's fucking, we're running late and it's boring. So this is a letter I got, an email I got. I haven't gotten a letter since 1984. It starts, Billiam. I start to, first off, Billiam's not my name. My name's fucking William or Bill. Come on, don't get all fucking cute on me. First word of your important email. Anyway, she got writes, I start to tell you I'm quite a fan of your writing from pointsincase.com. I just listened to your premiere podcast. I must say I'm disappointed. I thought you were very funny and the production value seems high, but I am from London and when I read your essays, I read them in a British accent. But I guess having an American accent is not your fault. It was just different than the voice in my brain. American accents are painful. They make me think of George W. Bush. But maybe I'll get over it. Can't wait for your next podcast. Love, Hannah. Well, Hannah, sincerely, fuck you. I'm American, and I'm fucking proud of it. And, I'm not even really that patriotic until I read something like this. And then it's like, you know what? Your fucking British accent reading my shit is fucking disgusting to my ears, all right? When I read this letter, I read it in a fucking, I read it like George Bush would read it. You know that like fucking Karl Rove would read it, because that's how I feel. Just fucking George Bush just fucking stomping on fucking people's heads is how I read it, Hannah. And I'm a liberal guy, and you just did this to me. You're fucking making enemies over here. But seriously, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. And after all that shit talking, she can't wait for the next podcast. Well, Hannah, again, thanks for sending me your email. And send more. And if you want to send fun emails, send them to BillDixonPodcast@gmail.com. Now, I'm going to play a little ditty from David O'Doherty, funny guy, and I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, well, I guess as a, this is my sort of introduction to your nation, and not that I'm very famous at home. I don't want to be very famous, and that is going pretty well. My name is David O'Doherty, and this should answer any other questions that you might have. FAQ for the DOD, FAQ for the DOD, FAQ for the DOD. Frequently asked questions for David O'Doherty, FAQ for the DOD. Where are you from? I'm from Dublin City. What are your hobbies? Cycling and frisbee. What have you got in store for us tonight? I'm gonna rock your world in quite a gentle way. Like a delicious cake as opposed to a bag of drugs. Do you have a sidekick? No, I'm the only one in it. Do you stand up at all? Yes, in a minute. How do you describe your style of comedy? I call it very low energy, musical whimsy, or vlemwy. Apart from vlemwy, do you have any other skills? Yes. I can touch type 40 words a minute. I've a full driving license with 2 points on it. I've a decent knowledge of geography and a basic award in water safety. So my gigs very rarely end with drownings. Where do you write your material in bed at home? What's the capital of Botswana? Gaborone. Geography. What do you think is the secret of a great comedian? You have to like sitting on trains and have quite low self-esteem. Oh, you're laughing. Please be my friends. Do you believe in God? No, none. Who's your favorite Beatle? George Harrison. How do you know if you're with the right one or if you're an option for this person until the right one comes along? That's quite a complicated question. And well, I have to admit, I'm not actually asked all that frequently, but I'm pretty sure it has something to do with not wanting to make out with other people. FAQ for the DOD.
Well, thank you for listening to the Bill Dixon Podcast, Episode 2. If you want to email BillDixonPodcast@gmail.com, check out my website, BillDixonComedy.com. Not .net or .gov. I should start a website, BillDixonComedy.org. Serious, just like me. Also, pointsincase.com. But thanks for listening, and you'll hear from me next week. Okay, I love you. Bye. A bitter man, he spoke of women's ways. The trap you'd and the use you before you even know. For love is blind and you're far too kind. Don't ever let it show. I wish that I knew what I know now. But when I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know now. But when I was stronger, the can't such a pretty show. Dressing room.